is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features for free, so enjoy. And it's a brand new site. If you haven't been yet this year, we launched at the beginning of the year, please head over to freetalklive.com and see how you can actually control the content of the site. You can submit story suggestions, show prep, rants, essays, whatever you want. And then other listeners can vote them up or vote them down, as can you, over at freetalklive.com. We're going to start things out here tonight with a special guest. Normally, we don't have guests on the program very often, but there's some times when I feel like it's really appropriate. And in this case, I think it's a must-do. And I'm glad that he was able to come on with us. Over this weekend, we had a friend of the show's, Brad Jardis. He's a listener, longtime Free Talk Live amplifier, and former law enforcement officer. He was well known, at least around Liberty circles, as being the one and only on-duty police officer who was actually out of the closet in that he was against the war on drugs. Not that he's a gay man, but in that he's against prohibition. In fact, he used to be a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, which is also an organization we've had on this program. We've had Brad representing them here, and we've also had Jack Cole and another one of the other founders, Peter. We've had them on the program to talk about Law Enforcement Against Prohibition and the great job that they do in educating people about why prohibition is a really bad idea. And that's one of the things that I think that Law Enforcement Against Prohibition does a super job with is getting the word out. As law enforcement officers, or mostly former law enforcement officers, because the organization is made up mostly, as far as their speakers are concerned, of retired LEOs, but they get the word out in a way that gets people's attention who normally wouldn't pay any attention to the drug decriminalization or the drug legalization movement, because there's a certain segment of society out there that has this, you know, law and order mentality, and they're just more likely to listen to the words of somebody who can call themselves a cop or a former cop. And this weekend, things kind of got a little heated with Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, where our friend Brad Jardis was kicked off. He was removed from the ranks of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition and told he was not allowed to associate himself, not allowed to mention that he is a speaker for, representing, or a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. And so we talked in detail about it on Monday, and I said I wanted to invite someone from the board of directors who voted unanimously to remove Brad onto the program to talk about it. And we actually got the executive director, Jack Cole, is back with us. Jack, it's been a while since we've had you on the program. Welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for taking the time out tonight here to talk about this, which is inevitably not going to be an easy subject to address. A number of our listeners are pretty upset over what happened this weekend with Brad being removed from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. And I guess we should start with getting your position as the executive director of the organization. By the way, people can go to leap.cc to learn more about the group. That's leap.cc. But maybe you could just summarize what you guys were thinking when you decided to get rid of Brad.
First off, we didn't get rid of Brad. He's still a member of Leap.
Oh, really?
He can no longer represent us. We don't throw anybody out of the organization.
Oh, I misunderstood.
We tell people when they can and cannot represent us as speakers. And the reason in the letter that I sent him, or the message I sent him, I said you can no longer represent us as a speaker or member of Leap in your publications, interviews, public, private addresses.
I see. So he is still
a
member.
Was because on top of that comment that he made, it said member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. So I didn't want to just say if you can't be a speaker, because he wasn't speaking. He just wrote member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. But he's not thrown out. He's no longer a speaker for us.
I see. I misunderstood. When I read your letter, which is posted over at freekeen.com, When it said that he was to stop referring to himself as a member of LEAP, I thought that meant that he was no longer a member. It just means that he can't, even though he is a member, he can't refer to himself as being a member?
What I indicated was in his public addresses, his public... here's the reason. And I think you know where this thing ran, his comments, but it starts out, from law enforcement against prohibition member Brad Jardis.
Right, right. Now, point of information, Jack, before
that makes it look like this was us.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
I agree with that, yes.
Well, I see what you're saying, but point of information, number one, what you're referring to is a blog post at freekeen.com that led to all of this happening. Brad wrote up essentially an essay talking about why it is that he refuses to arrest medical marijuana users. And what happened was I actually took his essay, which was originally posted on the Freekeen forum at freekeen.com. I took that message and I put it into a blog post so more people would be able to see this. I actually wrote the first paragraph that you're referencing, the from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition member Brad Jardis, a 10-year veteran of the NH police force and probably the most courageous cop I've ever known, colon. Then there's a quoted segment that actually includes what Brad said. So if you actually look at what Brad said, Jack, he didn't actually refer to himself as a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition at any point in his statement.
Well, you are right about that. But I think the same thing occurred, that the people reading this assumed that he was speaking for us.
So basically...
Let me tell you why we have a problem with that.
Please do.
Sure. We've been around 7 years now. We have just under 20,000 members now. And we're growing all the time. And I think we're one of the best chances that anybody has of ending drug prohibition. In order to do that, we have to grow much, much larger than we are right now. And we are currently actually negotiating with four different police federations, a total of just over 50,000 police officers. And we're negotiating to get them to endorse LEAP and its mission statement. And there's no way in the world they would endorse us if they think that we agree that it's okay to raise your right hand and swear you're going to uphold all the laws and then decide that you're only going to uphold the laws that you agree with.
I definitely understand where you're coming from, and I hope that your organization is able to secure those agreements that you're looking to uphold. But just, you know, to question that, it's my understanding that Brad swore an oath to uphold the Constitution and that the intention of the police, I mean, if you go and you pull up many police organizations, their forming documents, their mission statements, that kind of thing. If you pull that up, you'll find out that there are statements in there that say that, you know, it's their job to protect peaceful men and women from aggression. And that Brad swore to uphold the Constitution. I don't know if that necessarily means that if a law, in his opinion, violates the Constitution, he should be enforcing it. Do you?
Well, in the first place, no law violates the Constitution unless the judges tell you a law violates the Constitution.
So you're saying that law enforcement officers should not be able to make their own individual decisions about what is and what is not constitutional?
Well, I think they absolutely should not be able to make their own decision about what is and what isn't constitutional. But I don't think that anybody that feels that they shouldn't be arresting people for medical marijuana or whatever else they choose should not be able to try to do that. That's their own choice.
Jack, I want to bring you back here. I know we've got you for the entire hour if you've got it. So I'm going to hang on to you. We're going to bring you back. 800-259-9231 is the number if you've got a question for Jack Cole from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online. We've got a bunch of features on our site, including our Facebook profile. Head over to facebook.freetalklive.com and become a fan at facebook.freetalklive.com.
When it comes to personal protection, do what top police, military, and civilian defense instructors get for themselves, their families, and what's recommended for you, it's the Tiger Light. It's a non-lethal defense system, and you can check it out at tiger.freetalklive.com. It is a integrated flashlight and pepper spray altogether. Tiger.freetalklive.com.
Okay, so we're talking with Jack Cole. He's the executive director of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. We've had him on the program in the past to talk about LEAP and what they do, and I do appreciate the work that LEAP does. I appreciate that they're reaching out to people in law enforcement and sharing with them the idea that, hey, maybe this whole prohibition thing isn't all it's cracked up to be. Maybe in point of fact, it's actually causing more harm than it helps. And you know, their message, I think, is on target as far as their anti-prohibition message. And I don't take issue with that. But what I do take issue with is that a friend of the show, Brad Jardis, the former Law Enforcement Against Prohibition speaker, has now been removed from the ranks of speaker and is not allowed to associate Law Enforcement Against Prohibition with his name, basically, because he made the statement that he would no longer, as a law enforcement officer, no longer arrest medical cannabis users.
Well, it sounds to me like the reason that it happened, from what I'm hearing from Jack Cole, is that the preface that you put in front of Brad's post is that, like, this might be a sort of a bit of confusion. Brad didn't identify himself as law enforcement against prohibition.
No, we pointed that out. We did point that out. And the post in question is over at freekeen.com. And Jack Cole is still with us here. If you've got a question for him, 800-259-9231. But, Jack, even though I made that post, you're still holding Brad responsible for being for taking that position just in general, whether or not he associated the term law enforcement against prohibition with his original post. Is that right?
I think everybody, certainly everybody out there where you are, knows that Brad is a speaker for law enforcement against prohibition, or was. So when he made that statement, we can't go along with that statement. So we told him he can no longer be a speaker for us. As a matter of fact, we said he can't be a speaker for us while he's espousing those views.
Right, and the views that he was espousing.
He could never, ever be another speaker for us, but not while he's espousing those views. We can't have that.
Right, so
you know, this is, I really even believe in civil disobedience in some cases, but this is not appropriate for our organization. It might be appropriate for him or you, but we choose our speakers to represent us, and we have a goal. We have certain ideas of how we're going to achieve that goal. Mm-hmm. And if we just let people go off and say anything they wanted, I think we'd be a laughingstock shortly.
I see that there's some value in what I'm hearing Jack say here. Is that, you know, if you compromise the principle of a law enforcement officer, which is to enforce the law, it's not a constitution enforcement officer, it's a law enforcement officer. And I'm not saying that I don't want more law enforcement officers to pay attention to the Constitution, but it's sort of an interpretive situation there.
I would like to address that.
Please.
When you get done.
No, well, go right ahead. I'm done.
The whole idea of him interpreting the Constitution, I understand certainly that, you know, he's not. There are people who have a role for specifically doing that, and I certainly wouldn't. I don't think that I understand the notion of a law officer not just interpreting it however he wants and deciding what laws to enforce. But I feel like there's this sense that if there's doubt, he should err on the side of human rights, as opposed to saying, well, I think there's saying that this law isn't strong enough or something. I think it's. You know, it's also if he were given an order, for instance, by a superior that he sincerely felt was an unlawful order, then, you know, he needs to exercise his own conscience and hopefully err on the side of human rights. So that's what I see him doing, as opposed to just sort of interpreting the Constitution.
Jack, any comments on that? Jack, do we still have you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm just trying to think of.
That's okay.
Might explain this to you.
Well,
you know, I believe in the rule of law, and I think the reason we have such credibility throughout this nation, why 80% of the people who listen to us at any of the 5,500 presentations we've made in the last 6 years agree with us. That is only due to the fact that we are law enforcers who do live up to what we swore we would live up to.
Right.
And if you decide that it's okay for law enforcers to live by some rule that they make up themselves by how they interpret the reading of laws or the Constitution, it seems to me like that's when you get things that start going bad. And when I say going bad, you know, I'm old enough that I remember during the Civil Rights era, the main group of police officers that were interpreting the law themselves were people who were protecting people in the South who were committing terrible crimes against human beings because they were a different color.
But that was mostly laws that told them to do that. There were laws. There were very few.
No, there weren't laws that told them. There weren't laws that told them, don't arrest somebody who's murdered someone.
I understand that, but what about when they were arresting people for sitting?
They were interpreting things for themselves and doing things for themselves, and the rule of law didn't exist anymore. Either you have laws or you don't have laws. You know, I'm not.
Well, I understand that, but what about the cases
in
when they arrested?
In many of the laws we have, and I think we've got probably three times as many laws as we would ever need.
Jack, you're
and
ignoring the other side of
me,
the coin,
I would
though.
Say if you're going to pass a law, you've got to also negate two laws every time you pass a new one. But
let's look at the other side of the coin.
I do believe in the rule of law. I think it's necessary.
Okay, let's look at the other side of the coin. When there were laws, segregation laws, massive ones, when people were being prevented from being able to work, people were being told to sit on the back of the bus, people were told they couldn't eat in a certain restaurant or use a certain water fountain, that was all the law. And at what point, in Nazi Germany, there were worse laws that were overtly killing people, and there were enforcers that were doing that, and if you asked any of them, they would have said, I'm just doing my job. And I think that the drug war is not as overtly, clearly hurting people, but I'm sure you know, and I know, that those laws are hurting people. Very innocent people are being harmed, families are being broken up, there are children that they're without their fathers, because they're being arrested for things that they shouldn't be arrested for, and there are innocent people being hurt by those laws, and anybody who's engaged in that is taking part in hurting innocent people. And I think that's this where Brad realizes this, and the fact that he has a conscience, I hope, would impact other police officers to realize that those things are hurting innocent people.
I want to make sure, Jack, I want to make sure you have a chance. Yeah, I want to make sure you have a chance to respond. We're coming up on another break here,
okay.
So we're going to come back with more with Jack Hole, 800-259-9231. I did want to get into this issue of morality here, because there's two sides to this, I think, from our perspective. There's the constitutional side of things, which is Brad's interpretation of that document. And then there's also the moral side of things, is doing what's right and doing what's wrong. More coming up here with Free Talk Live and Jack Hole.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Someone who cares.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. Toll-free number 800-259-9231, though you'll get priority on the phones. If you've got a question or comment for Jack Cole, he's the Executive Director of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. Leap.cc is their website. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you all the features for free, and they include our chat room. Head on over to chat.freetalklive.com to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. That's chat.freetalklive.com.
Public policy internships with the Institute for Humane Studies. You can learn about public policy by interning in state or federal policy organizations. It's the Charles G. Koch Fellowship Summer Fellowship Program, and it includes an opening week-long seminar, an eight-week paid summer internship, and a closing seminar. You get weekly policy lectures, and there are 70 organizations to choose from Washington, D.C., and state policy organizations all across the United States. You can be part of the fellowship program if you apply by January the 31st, so it's really coming up. Go to libertarianinternships.com. And you'll have to sign up for an account there before you get the full information. It's libertarianinternships.com.
Okay, we're on. We've got Jack Cole with us, and he's talking about the situation involving Brad Jardis, a former speaker of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, removed from the speaker's roles over the weekend because he came out and said that as a law enforcement officer, he was no longer going to do what was wrong and enforce bad laws against peaceful people, specifically cannabis. He was not going to enforce cannabis laws against medical cannabis users. Now, for me, it wasn't the position I would have liked to have heard him take. I would have liked to hear him say he wasn't going to enforce any drug laws against any peaceful people because...
Well, he's not.
Well, he quit law enforcement a few days later.
A couple of days later, and I think that's really important to this scenario.
No, I don't think it's important at all, because what we're talking about here is with Jack Cole and their response to his position of, as a law enforcement officer, deciding to do the right thing rather than just talking about doing the right thing, which is one of the things that Leap is good at. They're very good at talking against prohibition and advocating for the end of prohibition, but when one officer decides to actually do something and refuse to enforce a law that he thinks is harming people, and I think everybody that looks at this issue would say, yes, these laws are hurting people. It was a shock to me that he was removed from the speaker's roles of the organization and told he couldn't associate publicly his name with with Leap. And Jack, you're back with us, and you heard Dale asking you about the morality of the issue here, and I think that's one of the confusing parts of all this, because you had said in your letter to Brad that you thought it was that it wasn't I can actually pull up the actual quote here, that you think that it is I can't pull it up, but anyway, essentially
unethical and wrong.
That's what it was, unethical and wrong to refuse to enforce these laws. And so, can you respond to that?
No, unethical. No, not to refuse to enforce the laws. Unethical and wrong to swear an oath of allegiance to the rule of law and then say, except for the laws that I don't agree with. That is unethical and wrong.
So in that case,
would have been the thing to do, and others of our members have done it, is if you really feel that way, you should resign and then work very hard to try to change those laws. You can either do that in or out of the law enforcement, but if you're going to stay in law enforcement, then you have to abide by your oath of office. Otherwise, it means nothing.
So would you say that a law enforcement officer who is told to, for instance, load Jews on a train car should, if he wants to continue being a law enforcement officer, go ahead and follow those immoral orders?
I think he should resign. He should get out of there, certainly.
In order to be replaced by someone else.
To take what is going on here and remove it to a different country at a different age is just clouding the
I disagree.
No, I terribly disagree with that. We have to learn from history.
And I can't help but ask you, where would you draw the line?
We're not in that history.
I think we're in
our own history now.
Right. One where 1.5 million people, as you know, Jack, are taken away from their freedom and put into cages. And if somebody like Brad just up and quits his job, then that leaves an open position for another sadist, for instance, to come in and take that position.
And if he stays in there and says, I'm not going to do my job, only two things are going to happen. He's either going to resign or he's going to get fired. I think the ethical thing to do would be to resign in the first place, because then you are not going against what you vowed you would do, uphold the laws of the state and federal government. And I don't know about you.
But that's not what he vowed to do, Jack.
This idea that you only swear an oath to the Constitution of your state, you swear an oath to the Constitution of the United States and to the state that you live in and to all the federal and state laws that exist.
Let me clarify something.
You swear that you're going to uphold those. What I swore to, and that's what every police officer that I know swore.
Well, let me just share with you here from the local police department here in Keene, New Hampshire. I've got their website up in front of me here, their professional ethics page, under the department's statement of values, where it says that they will obey and enforce the laws of the state of New Hampshire with courage, diligence, and discretion. And it sounds to me like that last part means that if they feel like they need to use discretion and not enforce a law that they feel should not be enforced, then that is completely within their purview.
We just discussed that. Discretion is something that applies when a police officer is dealing with an individual on the spot and they decide they're going to do A or B at that point. That's discretion. When you state publicly that you are not going to enforce a given law, that is not discretion. That's civil disobedience.
So you're saying that there's no problem in your mind with law enforcement officers out there doing the right thing quietly on a day-to-day basis, but if they actually speak up and announce that it is their intention to do the right thing and stop hurting peaceful people, then that's where it becomes objectionable to your perspective?
What I said is that's pretty much what I said, yeah. It becomes objectionable, not because of just the statement. It becomes objectionable because they have sworn that they were going to do one thing when they went in, and now they're saying, yes, I'm going to do that except when I don't agree with it.
You know, I think that if one...
So that means every police officer is deciding which laws they're going to enforce, which laws they're not going to enforce.
And I think
would
this...
you really like to live under police
yes,
like
yes,
that?
I would. Absolutely. And the reason why,
if I may, Jack... How they decide not to enforce or your civil rights?
Again, well, that's
how
exactly...
How about if the laws they
said,
decide not to enforce
well, now we're back to what
your
I
right
address.
To privacy?
Now we're back to what I address, Jack, is not then just enforcing what laws they want, but if there is doubt, erring on the side of human rights... And so that's it. That's what
and you
I would
think
like
every
to live
police officer
like
is going
to
do that,
peace
right?
Officers again.
I think that
you think every police officer is going to do that if we just get do away with the rule of law. They will
they
just
don't
all
obey
the
law.
On the,
Jack,
on
a lot of them don't obey
right.
the law as it is. But I would like them to have a conscience
right.
about
that's
the
true.
Idea of that their job is to protect people and human rights and to get back to the role of peace officers.
It says it right here in the Law Enforcement Code of Ethics, again from the local police department. As a law enforcement officer, my fundamental duty is to serve mankind, to safeguard lives and property, to protect the innocent against deception, the weak against oppression or intimidation, the peaceful against violence and disorder, and to respect the constitutional rights of all people to liberty, equality, and justice. And if that's where it ended, then I think that would be fine. But these laws that they are enforcing, they put the peaceful in a dangerous position. They use violence against peaceful people. That's what the drug laws do. They hurt peaceful people. And so it seems fully within the law enforcement code of ethics for a law enforcement officer to stand up and say, this law is unethical, this law is wrong, and I will not be a part of it. I can't imagine, I don't know one single police officer that would ever stand up and say, I am no longer going to enforce murder laws, or I'm no longer going to enforce rape laws, but I think that each individual officer should be able to make those decisions for themselves, because that's another line of protection for those of us against these politicians that just feel like they can do whatever they want to us. I'll let you come back with the response, Jack, if you don't mind, hang on. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is about right and wrong. It's Free Talk Live.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com and get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. You'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs, plus a free extra gift so sensual we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, free shipping. And no, we're not teasing. Just type COIN for the offer code upon checkout. That's offer code COIN at adamandeve.com.
The highly anticipated new documentary, Reclaiming the Blade, featuring Viggo Mortensen, Carl Urban, John Rhys-Davies, and Star Wars legend Bob Anderson is now available at swordmovie.com. The number one movie on iTunes is now available on a two-disc set that includes hours of swordplay instructional videos, behind-the-scenes footage, exclusive interviews, and a documentary on the making of a real sword. Visit swordmovie.com today for your chance to win one of many real historical replica swords, as well as the wonderful Force FX lightsabers from Hasbro.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because He created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Ulbrich for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals. And kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure, pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068 and feel the minty freshness.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. If you've got a question for Jack Cole, 800-259-9231. Jack is the executive director of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, an organization that that I think deserves attention from people in law enforcement because they do have a good message. They do have a very anti-prohibitionist message, which I heartily endorse that particular message. What the conflict on the show here tonight is about, that is about Law Enforcement Against Prohibition's executive board kicking off from their speakers roster, one of their speakers, Brad Jardis, who was at one time, a week ago, was a member of law enforcement, and he had come out and said that he was no longer going to be enforcing the drug laws against medical cannabis users. And LEAP came out and said, well, you know, we have this position that says that we believe in the rule of law and that law enforcement officers need to be enforcing those laws. And as Jack pointed out here tonight, if the law enforcement officer doesn't agree with the law, then he should quit his job. And I think that's where one of the points of disagreement is here, because I just looked at the Law Enforcement Code of Ethics on the local police department website, which says that it's their fundamental duty to serve mankind, to safeguard lives and property, to protect the innocent against deception, the weak against oppression or intimidation, and the peaceful against violence or disorder. So, Jack, I want to make sure you have plenty of time to respond here, because we ran into that break there unceremoniously a moment ago. But am I understanding that what you're saying is that if a law that the politicians pass violates the law enforcement code of ethics, as I just read it, that a law enforcement officer should still go ahead and enforce that law or quit his job?
He can always quit his job, or she can quit her job.
So the code of ethics doesn't really mean anything, right? That it's their fundamental duty to protect.
No, you got it exactly wrong. The code of ethics does mean something. It means that when you raise your right hand and swear to uphold the laws of the federal government and the state government, that's what you're going to do. And when you say, no, I'm not going to do that because I read the Constitution and my interpretation of the Constitution tells me I don't have to do that, then you're violating your oath of office.
But now, he's
if,
looking
if at you don't agree with that, I'm not going to convince you that you
clearly
agree
we're
with
not
that.
Convincing anybody
but
of anything.
I will say this, regardless of whether you agree with that or not, this organization that I run is a nonprofit educational organization that's run by a board of directors that has our goal is to reduce death, disease, crime, and addiction by ending drug prohibition. Ending drug prohibition means something that's going to help everybody in this country. And to get all bound up here, batting at feathers over this thing, is wrong. We say who can speak for us and who can't speak for us. And if we feel that somebody is doing something that we think is going to cause the majority of people in this country to lose respect for us, then I am going to remove that person as a speaker.
I agree with you, Jack.
They can do whatever they want. We didn't fire him. We didn't take money away from him. We didn't do anything. All we said is he can't represent us.
Jack, I agree.
What is so terrible about that?
I have to agree with you, and I haven't had much of a chance to chime in because it's been the double-team smackdown here. And but I think that, you know, that this position, if you guys hadn't have come out, that it would have been the first step in turning Leap towards an organization of outlaw law enforcement officers.
Well, I agree with you on that as well, Jack, that you have every right to do what you did, to, you know, that you're doing what you feel is going to be best for your goals. I understand that. I do disagree that it's going to be good for your goals, but I do agree with your right to do it, certainly.
Jack, do you have anything else you want to share tonight? Because I do have a phone call that is waiting for you. Can we go to that?
Yeah, bring them on.
Let's talk to Wolfgang in Nevada. Wolfgang, you're on with Jack Cole, the Executive Director of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition.
Hello, you there? Hello?
You're on with Jack.
Hi, Wolfgang, yeah,
hey.
We're here.
Hey, okay, when they raise their right hands, the words they recite aren't the words that you're saying. The words come right from the constitutions themselves, like the oath that the president swears is right in the Constitution, and it always itemizes their loyalty to the Constitution first and then the laws. If it was like you're saying, the oath would say that they're only swearing to obey the laws, but it says they swear to obey the Constitution and then the laws. So you shouldn't say that he's in violation of that oath, because he's not.
Thank you, Wolfgang, for the call. Jack, your comments?
The oath I took that I served under for 26 years in the New Jersey State Police did not come from the Constitution. We swore to uphold the Constitution of the United States, the Constitution of the state, and all of the laws, federal, state, and local ordinances. That's what you swear to uphold. And you don't swear to uphold all of them except for these few that I disagree with. No, I don't understand what's hard to see about that. Either you believe
that
in law or you don't believe in law.
I
do believe in law, and I don't think that these drug laws are any good. As a matter of fact, I think they're terrible. They're not only failed policy, they're a self-perpetuating, constantly expanding disaster that just causes us more problems every year than we had the year before. But the way to change those, we have a system to change that. And the system isn't just let any police officer do anything they darn well please because they decided that's what they're going to do.
I respect that, Jack, that they shouldn't just choose what they enforce or not enforce.
Can I make a point here?
Go for it.
I spent 26 years in the New Jersey State Police. Now, if those folks down there didn't create racial profiling, they certainly raised it to a high art form. And the reason they were able to do that was because it was discretionary who you stop. You know, it was so discretionary they didn't have to give any reason for who they stopped. So we had things going on down there that were just so disgusting I couldn't believe it. Like at one point we got accused of racial profiling and everybody was saying, oh, no, we're not doing that. And some television company went out and put up a video camera on the northbound lanes of the turnpike and the southbound lanes of the turnpike, and they counted how many cars went down that turnpike in a number of days, what the percentage of those cars had at least one person of color in it. 22% had one person of color in it. Then they went down to the state offices and found out, and this was only state police involved in this because we're the only ones on the turnpike, how many arrests were people of color, well, not people of color, black, that are listed as black. 89% of the arrests on the turnpike at that point were black folks. They were only 22% of the cars with at least one person of color in them, you know? So I see what happens when you allow officers to go and do whatever the heck they feel like without a rule of law.
I agree with that.
You've got to have this thing. Policing is not like any other occupation. We're the only group in the United States who can not only stop your forward motion and arrest you, we can shoot you.
We can kill you and get away with it.
This is
such a volatile thing. You have to have a rule of law with these people.
I agree with
I'm
that.
Sorry. I get a little carried away with it. I'm sorry.
I agree that I don't like the discretion that they have. I feel like they can be they can show favoritism.
That's why we want to change the laws.
I feel like they can show
favoritism. They can't arrest anybody for these drug laws.
Let me just finish my statement. I feel like they can. They show favoritism to some people. They get people to, depending on how people behave in their presence, they might decide to crack down when they might not otherwise have. So I have difficulty with the discretion in the first place. But I think what I'd like to clarify my position as, and why this seems like such an extreme position to me, is the idea of at some point drawing a line. You know, I understand this idea of following the law, but when there's a point where I think you have to recognize at some point your conscience has to come to bear. And there's this endorsement that they should follow the law no matter what, or that they should not choose to err on the side of human rights in the case of a horrible human rights violation. And that's what bothers me. That's what concerns me, is it seems like a very extremist position when there's never a line. You know,
I don't think
you're listening to what I said. I said discretion. They have the discretion with each individual to arrest or not arrest.
I did hear that.
It's not a felony.
I did hear that.
And when they're doing it with an individual, that's discretion. When they announce that they're not going to enforce this law across the board, that's no longer discretion.
Brad didn't actually say across the board. He's against all the prohibition laws.
Well, we're unfortunately
medical marijuana users.
Unfortunately, we are all fresh out of time here. Jack, I appreciate you coming on. Folks can go to leap.cc.
LAP.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks
for taking the time out tonight. I appreciate it. I understand it was probably a challenging interview. LAP.cc is the Law Enforcement Against Prohibition website. We can continue the discussion here in a moment, and thanks to Jack Colt for coming on tonight. All right, there's more coming up here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Hour 2 on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.